Hey, Geneva, this is Taylor over at Cincinnati Insurance. Just giving you a call on this Rockport Bridge. I just wanted to chat through you with this wind deductible you're requesting. Our claims history over the past year in Little Rock doesn't show that this is a low wind hail area. Our internal wind hail reports doesn't show this is a low wind hail area. And this particular building has a couple of massive trees that are overhanging the building. Initially, I was going to go with the 5% wind hail deductible on this specific risk. But because it's not the highest, it's not Texas in terms of hail and large hail, I went ahead and dropped down to a 2%. But with those trees overhanging, it's not if, it's when we're going to have roof and building damage from fallen limbs, from wind, not even hail. So we're going to ask that the insured take a little bit more skin in the game. I have a 2% on my home up here in Kansas City when I run the wind hail deductibles. And the wind hail cause for my home in the suburbs, I get the same score that I get for this house. So I don't think 2% is completely unreasonable. And then additionally, whenever you have a lower wind hail area, as you would call Little Rock, I don't call it lower wind hail, but typically we'll use a slightly higher deductible because to be insured, they think it's less likely they're going to have claims, and we'll use a lower rate. If you want me to come down on my wind hail deductible, I can run it by management to see if they really want to do that, but we're going to increase our premium to make up for that drop. So we kind of have a couple of different ways we can go on it. But anyway, if you want to give me a shout back, we can chat through this and see what makes most sense before I send over a revised quote, if we even need a revised quote. So, yeah, just give me a shout. This is my direct line. I'm calling you from my cell, so you can just call me back on that. Thanks so much. Talk to you later.